GOP Senator Johnson, Hunter Biden revelations show how sleazy this all was. By Jeff Poor on September 24, 2021. Thursday, Senator Ron Johnson, RY, reacted to recently unveiled Hunter Biden emails by the New York Post, in which the younger Biden boasted about his ties to foreign U.S. adversaries. The Wisconsin Republican described it as sleazy and warned that President Joe Biden could be compromised. Partial transcript as follows. Hannity, Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson. He led a Senate investigation into Hunter Biden's overseas business deal, and he joins us. All the things I just mentioned, Senator, you and Charles Grassley. You came up with a lot of it, short of the Burisma side of this. What can you tell us about legal vulnerability that exists here? Johnson, well, it's actually interesting that this report came out today. This is the one-year anniversary of when Senator Grassley and I released our report, showing a vast web of foreign financial entanglements. You know, so many different transactions into China. We laid out all the information we had on Burisma, but so much more has been revealed. And quite honestly, our report really was a catalyst for more people to come forward. Mr. Mac Isaac, the computer repair shop owner, he grew impatient. He was talking to us about that his hard drive, but we had to vet that through the FBI, they weren't giving us information. So we released that to the New York Post. They made it public. Tony Bobulinski came forward because of our report. Because he realized that Hunter basically shafts him out of $5 million. So, our report was a catalyst for so much of this information now coming forward, but our report was a big warning. We tried to warn the American public that if they elect this very unfit human being, President Biden, that he was going to be compromised, that he represented a counterintelligence threat, an extortion threat, and now, we're seeing example after example. And this latest example with the Democratic camp, or Obama campaign donors trying to maybe do a $2 million retainer. Hopefully, they can get Hunter to help them unfreeze $15 billion of worth of assets for Libya. Of course, those gentlemen would get a percent cut of that. But that's how sleazy this all was. Hunter Biden was out, this right around the 2015 timeframe. Same time he joined the Burisma board, they were cashing in on the vice president's name, hoping that at some point time to be president. Hannity, let me ask you this, is there any way Russia, China, Ukraine, Kazakhstan and all these other countries, is there any way that they don't have compromising materials on Hunter Biden? I doubt it, based on the life that he was living. And doesn't that mean that Joe Biden's compromised and now that we know that Joe Biden was getting his percentage? How come he's gotten a free pass? If it was Donald Trump, he would have been, there would have been 15 impeachments by now. Johnson, well, you know the answer that because the mainstream media put him in office they're going to cover up for him. But, you know, what I do know is we don't know a lot. But I know the Chinese government knows everything. The Russian government knows everything. So these foreign countries that were doing deals with Hunter, they know exactly where all the bodies are buried, where all the corruption occurred. And it would be naive to think that they're not, you know, holding that over President Biden's head at this very moment. He is compromised. Hannity, yeah. Johnson, Tony Bobulinski, the business partner, told us he was compromised, and yet the media made sure that Joe Biden was elected and now they're covering up for him. Hannity, well, we need to get this information. And I hear that Miranda Devine's book is going to give us more details about that laptop from hell. Senator, great job, and we're going to be following. Are you running for re-election, by the way? We didn't get that answer. Johnson, I haven't decided yet, Sean. Hannity, all right. Johnson, ronjohnson48.com if you want to offer encouragement. Hannity, I'm highly encouraging. There you go. I hope that helps. If it hurts you, I'll stop it. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.